All right, we should have it now. Let's see. Okay, I think we're back on here now. Let me know if you can hear me. We'll continue where we left off at. We started, but... I didn't even get to say anything to you yet. All right, so let me know if you can hear me, if the volume is good, and everything is coming in loud and clear. Right? Good. Okay. All right. So sorry about that. For some reason, the audio just totally kicked me out and I couldn't get anywhere with the audio at all, period. So, pull your mic up a little. Okay. Andrew says, pull my mic up a little bit. Pull that up just. Okay. All right. There we go. Okay. So we should be back on and loud and clear. And the audio, it just totally knocked me out and didn't let me back in. So it was fighting for sure. All right. So anyway, throwing me off here on Friday, as if I haven't been thrown off enough for the last 2 weeks. But now I'm thrown off a little bit more here, but I'll get my bearings straight here in a few minutes. But all right. So we're getting people back on here, and we'll get you back squared away here, all that good stuff. We're going to talk about a few things here this afternoon, just some of the different things along the way and different experiences and kind of a Q&A of questions and answers maybe that you might have, just wondering about some things over in Europe. And I thought about the differences in kind of over in Europe versus America and some of the major differences that were there. It's kind of an interesting take there, but something that I think would be a blessing to you. Let me see. Over here, and we'll all the recent photos I see. A lot of these are food photos and other things like that, but I will get to all the other ones here that are there as well. We'll talk about some of those things, but you know, I figured it might be a good idea to answer some questions or for you to ask some questions about maybe kind of what things were like, different aspects of things. We're going to talk about evangelism. I kind of want to talk about the LGBTQ issue as well, and stuff like that. You know, some of the best food known to man is right here. Carl eats like a stinking girl over there in Europe. So, I eat like a man when I go over there, so I'm not eating like a chick over there. How Carlos, his food preferences over there. Although I didn't eat that much, but the amount was not that much, that's for sure. I kind of ate like a girl, I think, most of the time. But Carl, he eats like a little girl over there. He can't let anything touch his little thingy wingies. And if anything little greasy weasy gets on his fingy wingies, he loses his mind there. So We had to put him in a stinking hazmat suit just to get him to sit down and eat a meal. But anyway, we won't talk too much about that. Mary, that's the burden that Mary bears upon her back. So we won't go into that too much. Your little mitzy witsies, Carl, got a little bit of greasy weesy on him and you couldn't take it. Oh, you should have seen it, man. Ah. I'm like, what's wrong with you, man? He's like, oh, I can't touch it. I can't touch it. Oh, every restaurant I'm in, I'm ordering pork everywhere. I'm like, give me some pork on this stinking pizza, will ya? What is it with you people over here? Don't you eat meat? Give me some meat. And Carl's like, oh, I think I'll take cheese. Cheese. He's like, and give me a fork and a knife, please, with cheese. Pizza. I'm like, okay, Carl. All right, bro. Good. I'm looking at Mary over there, and she's just hogging it down, you know. And Carl's over here. Look at him. No, oh, it was extra cheese. It really was. Oh, man. Going to a hamburger place, and here's Carl. Or going to a fish restaurant, right? Eating fish and chips. Here's Carl. Can I get a burger? Like, Carl, you're going to eat fish and chips over in the British area here, and you're eating a burger. Okay, so I'm like, really? Like, you went to one of the best fish places in all of Britain, and you really ate a burger. Okay, now, are you ready for the, okay, we'll start out with the light stuff, and then we'll get into the heavy stuff with preaching and everything. But if you're ready for a food review, I will give you a brutally honest food review of Europe. Now, to my European friends over there, let me just say this to you. You need to come to America! Okay, that's all I'm going to say. No, it's not. It's not all I'm going to say. It's not all I'm going to say. Okay? All right, we're going to get into this. And holy buckets, and Ross gives me this stinking bottle this big of sugar, orange sugar, called Iron Brew, and he's like, bro, you gotta drink this. I'm like, okay, I took one drink of it and my teeth started hurting. I think my grandchildren's, I don't even have grandchildren yet, I think their teeth was hurting. So Carl drinks like two bottles on the way to the airport, and we are stopping off at a bathroom for Carl worse than women. I'm telling you, I have five daughters and nobody goes to the bathroom as much as Carl does. I mean, every time I looked around, Carl was in the bathroom. I'm sorry, the toilets. They call everything the toilets. So I'm standing there in England, Britain, and I'm standing there and here's Carl. I'm looking around, where's Carl? Mary's like, really? Again? This is only like the 450th time he's been in there. And one time, we actually missed our train because where was Carl? You guessed it. Anyway, so, but... Iron Brew is wonderful. Ross just lets that roll off his tongue. Wonderful. That's how he just lets that roll. Ross just lets it roll off his tongue like that. Look, I'm going to tell your wife how much all the food that you said was wonderful. All right? I'm telling on you, Ross. I'm telling Claire every bit. Claire, everything was, all of it was wonderful to him. Anyway, all right, so. So Carl in his bathroom break. And you know, anyway, so in Britain, British, they always say toilet. It sounds so like vulgar to me. It sounds so absolutely vulgar to me. Walking, hey man, where's the toilet at, dude? Where's the toilet? Like, I thought I was a hillbilly saying like, I gotta go to the bathroom. And they're all like, the toilets? Oh, you need the toilets? No, Carl has a room there in the toilet there. He rents a stall there. He pretty much stays there the whole time. But anyway, that's what they call him. They call him the toilet. That sounds weird. That's like what it is. It's not what you do, but okay, anyway, whatever. Yes, that, by the way, that I will get to pictures of that buffet. This was really good right here. Remember, I'm starting out light for all you angry Pharisees because I'm actually smiling and I'm laughing today. Just chill out. If you don't like it, click. I'm cool with it, really. That's the kind of mood I'm in. So anyway, but here it is. Okay. This was good. This was good bread. This was not good. They call this like pasta over there. Now, I'm sorry, but this had no flavor at all. Miss Cindy's SpaghettiOs taste better than this. That pasta. Pasta Cooley did not like that pasta. So he would have to pass on that pasta. All right? Sorry, it was not good. And I was like, where's the meat? What's wrong with you people? Don't you eat anything with meat over here? Is that why you're all skinny little Europeans? Anyway. It had no flavor. Am I right, Mary? It had no taste at all. That's right. And Carl was like, oh, I love it. It's wonderful. Like, oh, great, Carl. You like it. Carl liked everything that had no flavor. If it had no flavor in it, it was Carl's dish. And I tried the bangers. Bangers. That's their sausages. Bangers. I like how they say that. Bangers. Okay. This is my brutally honest review. That's funny. Leno Paul says, I almost eat anything Carl hates. Hey, so do I, especially pork. All right, anyway. There we go. That's Andre's. Then they put like bologna on my pizza and called it sausage. They put bologna on my pizza and they said, hey, this is sausage. I'm like, what? This ain't sausage. You need to come to America. We'll show you what sausage is. Because American Italians have perfected pizza. That's just the bottom line. I don't mean to hurt the feelings of any of my European friends. But American Italians, oh yeah, they know how to make pizza. Carl says, oh, bland? I'm in. Oh, there it is again. This is the Tower of Babylon. This is the Tower of Babylon. spaghetti or whatever. Oh, I made a mistake and I didn't order any food. Or I didn't order food. And I asked him for bread. He never brought me any bread. He's like, I was like, do you have bread? He goes, yeah. But he never came back. Oh, yeah, you do, Carl. Don't even start. Carl, you said the best pizza you've ever had. You said the best pizza you ever had was in Italy. And if the best pizza you ever had was in Italy, oh my goodness, have I got a treat for you. Here we go. This was good. Now, here's what I have to say about this. The pastries in Rome and in Britain were great. Am I right, Carl? They were top notch. They were great. The pastries, I mean, were awesome. Every pastry I got was just about good. Every one of them. They were just excellent. Very good. Okay. Remember this one? This pizza, is this the one that was in Italy? Or is this the one that was in England? I can't remember. I cannot remember. Oh, and by the way, I'll get to the picture of the fish. But the fish was exceptional. The fish was absolutely exceptional. And the fries, chips. Fish and chips. Chips. Right? Excellent. Those were good fries. Those were good fries. Okay. What do we got here? Ah, again. Cheese. Because they don't eat meat. So all cheese and no meat makes for a dull boy. See? Look. This is what I'm talking about. They call this sausage. See it? It's like bologna. It's like they took little pieces of bologna and stuck it on my pizza. So. But it was good though. It was good. It actually was. I'm just used to flavor in America where we add stuff like spices and flavor, and they don't add any spices. And I'm like, where's the spice? Where's the beef? What was it that Carl was eating and he had to eat it and he could, oh, it's the fish. Oh, it's the fries. Carl could not touch the fries. He wouldn't eat the fries with his fingers. Ah! He wouldn't eat the fries with his fingers. That's what it was. He's like, I can't do that. I can't eat the fries with me fingers. That's so he couldn't. He couldn't eat the fries with his fingers. Oh! I couldn't believe it. I sat there looking at him and I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, and me, I'm just like a hillbilly. I just reached in there and grabbed him right off that bowl of fries. Give me those fries. And I just stuck them in my mouth. And I'm like, hey, Carl, does this bother you? No, I did. Ask Mary. Didn't I, Mary? That's exactly what I did, didn't I? Mary's just sitting over in the corner laughing, kind of snickering, like, I did. I just grabbed him like a barbarian. I was like, give me those fries. Give me those fries. Yeah. I did, Leno. I just grabbed him and just ate him. Oh. And Mary's over in the corner just laughing. No. He seriously ate that. These strawberries looked good, though. Oh, look at those strawberries. Don't those look good? I didn't get any that day, but I wanted some. No, the hot dogs did not taste good. I was disappointed by the hot dog pizza thing. Thought that was weird. Thought that was really strange. So here we go. Oh, this one was pretty good, though. This is that one over in England, I think, isn't it? That pizza was good. It was pretty good. Not the best I've ever had. By far, not the best I've ever... This was good. Okay, so check this out. So you go in Italy, in cafes in Italy, there's a cafe on every street corner in Italy. I mean, maybe two or three of them, right? They have fresh pastries. They have the best espresso. Hands down, the best espresso, definitely Italy. They don't have American coffee there. They do have something called an Americana. But hands down, they have the best espresso. Now, this is fresh squeezed orange juice. They take the oranges in this machine, they throw them in this machine, and it strains all the juice out. And it's fresh juice. And they serve that fresh juice with that espresso and your breakfast. I think it's probably to, like, kind of restore your electrolytes and all that kind of stuff, probably because you know, you're drinking all that caffeine or whatever with the espresso. And Carl, he couldn't believe I paid for that because it was good. It was like £2 or something, or I don't know, €2 or whatever it is. He's like, I can't believe you're paying for that. I'm like, I am. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it right in front of you, too. And I did. And I got one for Andrew, too, right in front of him. Carl's head about exploded. So that juice, very good, by the way. But let me say something to you. Out of the three times I saw burgers in Europe, I would never, ever, ever order a burger in Europe if it ever looks like this again. Because every one that I had, I think I might have had two there, I can't remember. And Carl had a couple of them there at different places. In Britain, I think I had on the way back to the airport or something, I don't remember. But anyway. I do not like their burgers. I like fat dripping burgers. American burgers. All right? I'm just saying. This? Yeah, that was good. That's a hazelnut, chocolate hazelnut croissant. Very good. Very good. This was excellent day. This too. Very good espresso. I mean the best. The best. When I was with Joe in Ireland. In the morning. I go, Why don't you give me 4 shots of that? So I had 4 shots of espresso. That man looked at me and he goes, you sure, man? Are you sure, man? Are you sure you want that, man? You're going to be awake. And I was like, yeah, I want to be awake. I'm tired. Of course I want 4 shots. Are you sure, man? Oh, it was great. Hey, is it pretty good, Joe? Do I have it down pretty good, huh? Am I pretty close, Joe? Am I? Oh, that's funny. Oh, I kept doing that to Carl and Mary. I kept looking over at Mary and saying that. She was sitting behind me with Carl in the car, and every time I did it, she just started laughing. Oh, man, that was fun. I'll work on my Scottish, Ross. I will. I'll work on it. I got to sound gruffer with the Scottish accent. Oh, I'll get it, Ross. I'll be listening to your, I'm going to continue to listen. I couldn't hardly understand what half of you were saying anyway. These guys are talking to me over in Scotland, and I'm like, what are they saying? They're both having a discussion, and they're talking about me, and I'm like, are you talking to me? I didn't understand what any of them were saying. I just kind of nodded and was like, okay. Or the occasional nuh-uh. Okay, so there's another pizza. That was good. I understood what Ross was saying and his wife, Claire. I understood what she was saying. Okay. Okay, this is Scotland! Scotland! This is the best, one of the best buffets I've ever seen in my life. Hands down. And I had no appetite to eat it. So I only had a little bit, but I'm telling you, this was a very good buffet. It was so good that Ross ate my share because he didn't want anybody to get taken advantage of. So he ate 3 plates for me and 3 plates for him and possibly three plates for someone unnamed. I'm not sure. In Scotland! Okay. It was wonderful. It was Carl's kind of place except the pork. This, I'll get back. Sorry these pictures aren't in order. They didn't come up in order. This was in Italy. This was a pistachio-filled, sorry, lost my train of thought. Help me. Cannoli. I asked this Italian lady who just kept smiling at me when I was trying to, when she was helping me with my order. She's kind of smiling at me. Laughing at me. This was a cannoli in Rome at a little cafe. The espresso was great and the cannoli was even better. This is pistachio. I go, which one's the best? Pistachio. 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 That's what she gave me was a pistachio one, and boy, was it good. It was excellent. So definitely, good. It was different. I've never had a cannoli quite like that with that, the way that was, but it was excellent. Definitely, definitely recommend it. Here's more of Ross Duncan's favorite buffet. Oh, it was good. Here it is, right here. This buffet, I'm telling you, it is the cleanest buffet I've ever been to in my life. Just completely clean facilities and everything else. It was good. It was very good. See, it just looks sharp, doesn't it? I'm hungry, too. My wife's making me tacos when I'm done with this broadcast. Okay. Here's another one of these pizzas. Fungi. That's fungi pizza. Fungi. And it actually looks burnt like that right there, but the rest of it's not burnt. It isn't. It's not. Actually, my wife is making me something called discata, which is similar to tacos, but it's not quite the same thing. Here's another view of this. This was really good. It was excellent. I have to say, this is probably the best, one of the best, this has to be one of the best meals I had there. It just has to be. Yep. See, Carl likes his pizza. Carl's from Croatia, and they ripped off Italy. So, Carl likes Italian pizza. Okay? Me? I like flavor, so I don't like Italian pizza. I like flavor. I like American Italian pizza. I like Chicago-style pizza. I like those Chicago Italians over there that make Chicago-style pizza that you can taste. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. No joke. No fooling. Not trying to be a jerk. I'm just being real. If those people like that pizza, their mouth would explode in America. Your mouth would, and I, listen, when I go out to eat, I'm a snob. I'll be honest with you. I am a food snob when I go out to eat. I am, period. Because if I'm paying somebody to make food for me like that, it better be really good. Because I like the food I get at home. So if I'm going out, it better taste good and it better have a lot of flavor. So that's just the way it is, right? So I'm kind of a critic when it comes to that stuff. Not when I eat at people's houses or people that cook for me or anything like that. It's not the same thing. This is a different type of a situation, in my opinion. Just here it is, more num-nums. Oh, this place was unbelievable. This place right here is a Turkish bakery. Carl, where was this? Turkish bakery, I can't remember. Where was it? Carl, where was the Turkish bakery? I can't remember. Bedford. This was an unbelievable, and we didn't get back there, and I could kick myself for not going back there and hogging out on that stuff. I could just kick myself for not doing that. Because I wish I would have got back there and we just didn't have time to get back there. But, man, was it unbelievable. Believable, not believable. Believable. Anyway. This turkey, I've never seen a bakery quite like this. Unbelievable. Look at this stuff. Just, it was incredible. And I didn't get back there. And I wish I would have got back there. There's Andre. There's Andre eating at the Scottish buffet. That was there too at that Scottish buffet. My wife makes good pizza. So do my daughters. I like eating at home. Restaurants can, I after COVID, restaurants have considerably annoyed me a lot. Look at this. Sorry. Back again at the Turkish buffet in Bedford. Look at that stuff. Oh, I'm so mad that I didn't get that. That's the one thing that I wish I would have got. Look at that. Look. I'm telling you, unbelievable. No, I didn't have any sushi. You think I'm going to eat raw fish on the road? No way, man. No way. Not me. I ain't eating that on the road. Oh, is that video? I gotta send this. All right, I gotta get this video. Oh, let's see. How can I send? I gotta get that video. Andrew, can you upload that to Frame so I can get that video? If I can play this of Ross, that'll be great. See if you can upload that video. Okay, let's see. Yeah, again. Here it is. I mean, just unbelievable looking. And then I saw these chili heatwave Doritos. When I was in Britain, British. Oh, wait till I tell you the story when we got off out of Italy. Listen, okay, I'm scatterbrained, I know, but I got to tell you this story. This is crazy. All right. Let's finish looking at this, then I'll get to that story. Somebody remind me to tell you this story when we touched down in Italy and we were walking to our apartment. Just. Remind me if I forget. Hannah, remind me if I forget. Look at these things, though. Let's stick with the food here for now. I would say that the quality of the food is better in Europe. The quality is better. The flavor, nah, not so much. Opinion? This was a good pastry, too. I don't know what it is. Don't ask me. Go ask your mother. I don't know what it is. But I ate it. Look. It's good. It had like hazelnut inside of it. Who could go wrong with hazelnut? Look at that. Here's another one. I was going to come back and eat this, and I never made it back. Look at those bangers! Look at those bangers! That was at that Turkish bakery. Look at that. I'm telling you. Oh, I was going to come back and eat there. Oh, I'm so mad I didn't do that. Look, I wouldn't eat these though. Flavor. What would you rather have, flavor or quality? Flavor. That was good pizza, right? Look, another picture of that. Look! Cool original! What that is. Last picture. Let's see. So, those are some of the highlights of some of the different foods and different things that we saw along the way there. And there's other ones, I'm sure, that I didn't get in here that I missed. Oh. Oh, yes, I do have other ones. Oh, yes, I do. Let's see. Nope. That one already. No, that one. This was the best sandwich that I had anywhere on that trip. This one right here. That was a good sandwich. This was outside of the Vatican. Or was it the Colosseum? That is a sandwich. That's right. And it was very good. Andrew, I wasn't that hungry. So Andrew, I ate half of this and I gave the other half to Jimmy. That's Andrew. Jimmy, I'll take whatever you give me. So, anyway, this had, what was that, cream cheese? I can't remember what that was in the middle of it. Cream cheese, it had like this fig, melted cheese, fresh baked bread, that the prosciutto or something like that. Whatever it was excellent. Man, did that sandwich taste good. It was good. I couldn't eat all of it, though. So I gave half of it to Andrew. And he ate the other, but it was a good sandwich. It was excellent. A very good sandwich. Let's see. There is... I emailed... Here it is. Oh, I did get that one. I did show you that. This was excellent, too. That is white chocolate right there. Very good. It was an excellent, excellent pastry. Very good. So anyway, that right there was a good pastry there. I got a couple of those, and man, the espresso, you can't beat it. Really can't. It was good stuff. So anyway. All right. So food review. If I had to give you an overall food review, here's what I would say. The pastries and the espresso in Italy, top notch. Top notch. The pizza, if you're from America and you ate that pizza, you would not be able to taste it. It would taste very dull and bland to you. Okay? So it would taste very dull and bland, and you would not be able to taste it. Let's see. That's my opinion anyway, from what I've seen. I wouldn't recommend ordering a burger unless you find an American joint over in England, because I don't think you would like it. I forgot about the traditional English breakfast. Hang on a second. I forgot about that. Hang on. I gotta find that. Let me see here. Let's see. Here we go. Are you ready? Now, there are truly some secret files in here that I cannot show you. But here we go. Okay.
What I usually tell people is in a plate, right?
Thank you. Oh, the toast is coming too? Oh,
yeah. Good. Oh, Arnett, look how many are being.
Bella needs some toast with all this. Don't you know?
Wow. So can you point to everything and tell us what it is on the plate there?
Yeah, I can. Okay, you ready?
All right. Okay. All right. I think most of them we could identify.
Mushrooms.
Yeah. All right. Tomato.
I think that's a tomato. I think there's a sausage in there.
Yes, I've heard
all
that.
Right? This is supposed to be English bacon. Harry.
Hey, Marsha.
Is this English bacon? Is that what this is? Yeah. It certainly isn't Canadian.
Hold the phone and stop a minute. Let me just say something. That is not bacon. I don't know what you Brits call bacon, but that is not bacon. But they call it that. That is not bacon. Let's see. Danielle said, how much did you spend on food in Europe? Actually, not that much. You know what cost me the most money? Traveling back and forth. Flying everywhere. Airports. Baggage. I spent more money in getting baggage from one airport to the next than I did on food. We only ate once a day, sometimes twice a day. Most of the time, we didn't even eat. We just kept running. And the food was not that expensive. It just wasn't. You can ask Carl, it wasn't that expensive. It just really wasn't.
Bacon, isn't it?
No, it's called back bacon.
But it's close.
Yeah, it's called back bacon.
And this is the hash browns.
Yeah.
And this is the...
The blood pudding.
The blood pudding. Black pudding.
Oh, black. Yeah, black that's pudding. Right. We got it.
What's this?
That's this? Called fried bread.
Oh, that's awesome. I watched a video on that. This is going to be great. And then these are sausages and beans. Doesn't it look great?
Yeah. Those are bangers!
Oh, I had been taught it should be a
pastor. Wow.
But
what did Harry call them?
Bangers! That's what Harry called them! Bangers! My man, bangers! Okay. This whole thing is, this whole food review is taking my whole broadcast up. What am I doing? All right, let's see here. Hold on. Let's just, you can watch me eat the blood pudding. Watch.
Ready?
All right, here we go.
Harry, you ready?
Do you eat it with anything else?
I have no idea what you eat.
Hoping that I might meet someone and have children.
What does it taste like? Liver?
Thank you.
Yeah. I have no idea what it tastes like.
Never allowed that to happen.
Yeah.
Salty?
Oh, I know what it tastes like. Fried turds. That's what it tastes like. Fried turds. Ugh. Don't eat it. Ah. Okay. Here we go. So we have that, we have that. We'll save that. Here we go. Okay, that was a different I'll save these conversations for another time here. Yes. Anyway, so that was the English breakfast was fine, but what I would say to you is that what I would say to you is that you wouldn't want that black pudding because it's gross, and but the rest of it was fine, but that's not bacon, so you know. And beans for breakfast is just kind of strange. I don't get it. But the tea was good. I had the tea, and it makes me want to drink tea now because I want to make it like they did. And the tea is better, actually, than the rest of it. So, or than coffee. It tastes better than coffee, a regular cup of coffee. That's kind of how they drink their tea. They don't really drink coffee like we do. So, you know, over there, they don't. Like one person told me, that's American coffee. We serve British coffee. British coffee. Not American coffee. British coffee. Hey, buddy. All right. Anyway, so that's enough of that. That's the food. And now we'll get on to more spirit when it comes to that. And that gives you kind of an idea of what that's like over there. Okay. Because it is definitely different. Culturally, it's different, obviously. And that's right, the guy at Costa told me that. Yeah, I think I upset. He probably smelled a little bit. Never. Anyway, okay. It did niggle him. All right, so now we move on to what is it like preaching there? Now, what is the preaching like? You know, that's the question. What is it like preaching there? Well, I'm going to show you the video again of, let's see. This one, and I'll kind of explain this to you a little bit of what happened here. I didn't have any plans on preaching right in front of St. Paul's Cathedral, but what happened was, I just felt led of the Lord to do it at that time. So anyway. We were standing outside of there, and it said John Wesley was arrested right outside of there for preaching outside of there at, at the time. And I just really felt led of the Lord to preach. So I just got up there, grabbed a Bible, and I started preaching. Marvel not that you must be born again. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus died on the cross for sinners. And He was buried and He rose again the third day. That in Him you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on His name. You must repent and believe the gospel. There is no power in the tub or in Rome's baptism, but there is power in the blood of Jesus Christ to save your soul. Salvation is of the Lord. That's right. God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Sin is the transgression of the law of God, and all unrighteousness is sin. And for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says you must be born again. Obey the Scriptures. Turn to Christ today and be saved. Turn to Christ for forgiveness of sins. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't turn to the Roman Catholic Church. Don't turn to infant baptism. Turn to Jesus. He is the only one that can save your soul. He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried, and He rose again from the dead that you might have life. That's right. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess, thou shalt be saved. Salvation is made unto salvation. Repent ye therefore today. This may be your only opportunity. Turn to Christ today and be saved.
Norman, come here.
This is Hari. Hari is preaching now. Harry got saved after he came to our church, Old Paths Baptist Church, back in 2017. Hari came for a visit here, and the Lord smote his heart. I took him into my office and presented the gospel to him, and the next day he was saved, or that night he was saved. And he went on to travel a little bit and went back home, found a church back there in jolly old England, and got into a church, got baptized, followed the Lord in believer's baptism, joined that church, and has been preaching the gospel in the streets ever since. God brought him a wife. He has a wife and one child and one on the way, and the Lord has blessed him greatly. Hari got up and started preaching the Word of God, and he wanted to preach with me, and it was a blessing that that we were able to do that.
Unto the Father, not by me. My friend, salvation is not found in a church or a religion or Mary or Pope. My friend, Jesus Christ said He is the only way to heaven. God made it easy to get to heaven. The Bible says God commendeth His love toward us, and that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says that if you come to Jesus Christ in faith in His death.
Now I want you to notice something here. These young people, I don't know if Andrew got this on video, but these young people are coming up to us And they're asking for tracks. And they're not mocking us. They're not laughing at us. They're not insulting us. But they're genuinely interested in what we're saying. They're like, what are these guys doing? Like, what are these guys doing here? Right? And so we walked over there, and I just started handing out gospel tracts to these people. Because they were over there, and these young men were gathered around us, watching us. And they were curious. They were interested in what we were saying. And they wanted to read the tracts that we gave them, and they did. So I thought that was a blessing for sure. I'll tell you, a lot different spirit than when I preach in Minneapolis over here. A lot different spirit than when I preach in Northfield, Minnesota. A lot different spirit than a lot of the crowds that we run across. I think there's a lot less probably indoctrination, as bad as it is here in America. America has a lot of heavy indoctrination. And our children are indoctrinated. In America, those children are that are in the public school system. And I'm not saying they don't have some of those same things over there in Europe, because they do, but I don't think it's as bad. The people are more respectful, even if they disagree with you, they're a little more respectful. They were in Britain, you know, than they are in America, I would say. So, that's kind of the impression that I got there.
And resurrection, you shall be saved. The Bible said, not of works, lest any man should boast. My friend, you can't work your way to heaven. You can't be a good enough person to get to heaven. You must trust the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, Bible says the wages of sin is death. Bible says for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bible says there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. We are all as an unclean thing, the Bible says. You're not as good as you think, my friend. My friend, someday you're going to die. The world teaches that there's no absolute truth. But the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Someday you're going to drop dead and meet your Maker. The Bible says the fool hath said in his heart, there's no God. My friend, the fool hath said that. It's foolish to believe that you came from nothing, and everything came from nothing. Bible says you need to be saved. Bible says salvation is easy. My friend, trust the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Acts, friends, we all there is no way that Rome or any other Catholic or any other religion can save you. Only Jesus Christ does save. The Bible says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, in the book of Acts. Friends, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us here is righteous. There's not good, there's not one good for God, the Bible says. So today, you must turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe it in your heart. Repent of your sins and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here today because we love you to tell you the truth, that there is no heaven without Jesus Christ. We're all going to hell. We're all going to die in our sins.
Amen.
If we don't turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. We were all born in sin. The Bible says, repent you therefore. You have to repent and come to Jesus. We live in very dark and wicked times. We live in the times just as it was in the days of Noah. We are living in wicked times.
So we preached on this street corner here, and as the Lord led us to, and it was a blessing. We got a bunch of tracks out. We were able to preach quickly. We weren't there for a long time, but then we continued on with the Baptist history tour that we were on and the different things that we were looking at. But it was a blessing to be there on that street corner and to preach the Word of God outside of there. What a blessing. Amen. So God is good and faithful to us to give us the opportunity to do that. Right? And anyway, so that was preaching in England. And I would have to say, and I know it wasn't an extreme long time there. But I would say just the demeanor of the people themselves was enough for me to get kind of an understanding of how the people were a little bit. It was interesting. It really was. To say the least. It was a good understanding, good time. Good quick witness there for those folks that needed to be saved and to hear the gospel in the open air. Now, let's switch gears over there to Scotland. Scotland! And hopefully you've listened to these sermons, Wanted Biblical Male Leaders. I preached that over there at their meeting house, the Brethren in Scotland there. I'm preaching in Scotland on local church order. So there's a couple of those there. But also, some of the preaching here in Scotland. We streamed for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
It's like a man running towards a cliff edge. And he can't see the danger that's ahead, but he's running. What love would it be not to keep silent? This man's running towards the cliff edge. What love?
Okay.
Friends, we bid you repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. We bid you turn from your wicked sins.
Amen.
Christ, repent and believe in Him, and they should be saved. It's not difficult.
Say that, man.
You don't need to be, a scientist to believe this.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
You can watch the hours of preaching. This is Dermot, but very good preaching. Now, I will be honest with you. When I got up there,
Word of God.
When I got up there,
only peace.
I told Carl and I. I told Carl and Andrew, I was like, I am gonna blast this out, man. I'm gonna preach as loud as I can, and I'm gonna blast this out, man. That's what I'm gonna do. Oh. So I mean it was on purpose. I did it on purpose. I was like, after I got going, I was like, I want to shake that building over there. I want to go on the other side of that building, man. That was after I had that thought later. But I was like, I want to blast this area. I want to blast it with my big old fat American voice. I just want to blast. I just want to blast it, man. That's all I want to do. I just want to let her wail, man. That's what I wanted to do. And I did. By the grace of God, I did. I was tired anyway, man, but I didn't care. I was like, this is what I came for. This is what I'm going to do. I was like, somebody was like, we can turn you down. And Ross is like, don't turn him down. Sorry, I can't do your accent right now, Ross. Sorry. He was like, crank him up. So you're saying you get up here like this, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
I'll be with you, Pastor.
Yeah, amen. All right. All right. Yeah, go. Oh, where's that switch at, brother? Right here. Hello. Okay. All right. Good afternoon. I'm here to preach the Word of God to you, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, that God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Sin is the transgression of the law of God, and all unrighteousness is sin. And for the wages of sin is death. That death will end you in the lake of fire for all of eternity. The Bible says, but the fearful, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. God hath commanded all men everywhere to repent. Think about your head, that you might have life. You don't have life without Christ. Christ is our life. We are here today. I came all the way from America to preach the gospel to you. Here, right here, with these men, right now. Why? Because we believe these things that are written in this book. We believe the words of God. We believe they are the imperfect, infallible, inspired words of God. And they tell the story of man's fall and the story of his redemption in Christ Jesus alone. They tell the story. This book, this King James Bible, it tells you how you can be born again. It tells you how you can be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. People live in a confused and fallen world today. They are absolutely confused. They don't know. So, anyway, basically what I wanted to do, and you can listen to that, but I wanted them to hear it all the way. I wanted to be as loud as I possibly could in that area, and I wanted them to hear it all over the place. I did a mild version of my two genders sermon. I tried to be very proper, being in Scotland. I had to be. But I did come out there to be that knuckle-dragging barbarian and preach it loud to them and clear to them, as the other brothers did, so they understood that somebody else from somewhere else believes exactly what these men believe, that Jesus saves, that except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So, one of the things that I noticed about it, here was that there were LGBTQ there, and it didn't take them very long to get mad at me. And after I was done, I got them fired up so much that they started twerking, and poor Dermot had to get up there and deal with the twerking tranny. And they were kind of mad about it, but we gave them the lesson that they needed. We gave them the gospel. We gave them the truth of it. And hey, we didn't even get thrown in a prison for it. So that was a blessing. We got to at least give them the truth, right? We got to give them the gospel. We got to tell them there was only two genders. There was some Scottish man that was right across the way. He was cussing at me, yelling. He was mad at me. He kept talking to me. He was yelling at me from over the way. And over to the, that would have been the right side of me. That's Ross Duncan right there. You've never met Ross Duncan right there. That's Ross Duncan. That man right there. And he got, so that man was getting mad over there in the corner. But, you know, we were able to get, we had some good conversations with people, though. We were able to have some good conversations. The men did. And it was a blessing for sure. See if I can find, let's see here. Roth is the one, he preaches with that thick Scottish accent. It's thick. See if I can find it here, his... Find it somewhere here. Let's see. That's not it. See if I can find it here. There it is. Now he's infamous right here. No, it's not as bad over there. I would say it's not as bad in Europe as it is in America. I think it's much worse in America. I do. In my opinion, it's much worse. But I could be, I'm not minimizing what everyone else goes through. I'm telling you, America is Babylon, and it is a very wicked nation. And it is very difficult to preach in America. It's very difficult to preach to a bunch of people that are completely religious. That it reminds you of the burnout area over in New York at the time after the Second Great Awakening. You know, just the numbness of people and the, just the way they, it's just, it's unbelievable. And the anger and the, and that spirit of Antichrist that is there. It's wicked everywhere, okay? But I'm not saying that it isn't. It's wicked everywhere. But it, there's a different feel to it in America. There just is. It's, in fact, you know, it's interesting. Ted Alexander, Pastor Ted Alexander, he's now in Florida. But Pastor Ted Alexander said to me that he said he's never been in a hard a place so hard as Northfield, Minnesota. And he didn't even go street preaching with us. But he said he had never been in a place so hard, you know, as Northfield. And it's pretty hard. And, and that's an evangelist that travels around the world. And, anyway, so it was a blessing to preach over there in Scotland and to lift up the gospel over there, lift up the Lord Jesus Christ over there and preach the word of God. Michelle asks, why do you think it is so hard in Northfield? From the witches' covens, the druids, the two colleges, a lot of satanic oppression, all sorts of things. You know? So, anyway. But that is, that's, you know, preaching in those areas, you learn a lot. Preaching in different areas, you do learn a lot of things, you know, that, and again, that's not to say that it's easy to preach anywhere, because it isn't. It's hard to preach the gospel anywhere you preach it, all right? So, because you're on enemy territory. You know, the Bible tells us, let's get to the... them up somewhere. All right. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 4, actually verse number 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So the Bible tells us that the God of this world blinds the minds of the lost. And there is a course of this world, Ephesians chapter 2. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. So that's the saved, right? Wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. So the Bible tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. But you are on enemy territory. That's why you have to have your armor on. We are always at war. We are always at war. 8 times we are told to be sober. And you'll be challenged on that. Even as a Christian in the most godly places, young men are commanded to be sober. Old ladies are commanded to be sober. Young women are commanded to be sober. Older men are commanded to be sober. Older ladies are commanded to teach sobriety. Why? Because we can get carried away very easy and Satan will use it against us. That's why the Bible says, wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. First Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. And then we turn to Ephesians chapter 6. You know, I'm preaching expository preaching through the book of Ephesians. And by the way, those sermons have been doing excellent. I can't believe how many people have listened to those on sermon audio. The last 5 or 6 expository preaching through Ephesians. So they must be a blessing to folks because they're listening to them and teaching on our inheritance and teaching on the gifts of God. But when we go to Ephesians chapter 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So but basically, here's the thing that you have to understand. That God shows us that he's writing the book of Ephesians to the church at Ephesus. And he goes through their inheritance, he goes through their promises in Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians 2, he tells you what he saved you from and how he saved you. And what he saved you unto, Ephesians chapter 3, he gets into teaching more of straight doctrine on the difference in the Gentiles and the Jews and the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, he talks about the offices of the church, the importances of the perfecting of the saints, what the assembly is for. Ephesians chapter 5, he gets the home straightened out. He explains the husband and the wife's relationship as a picture of the Lord and the church. Then Ephesians chapter 6, he tells the church, yes, it's individually for me as well, but the local New Testament church. He tells them to put their armor on and go out and wage war. The reason why the Lord has blessed our church so greatly is not because of any of us. It's because it's his model. The model for evangelism, the model for the perfecting of the saints is the local New Testament church. You are blessed online from our online ministry, but God still wants you in a local New Testament church serving the Lord, being faithful to God. Built up and perfected, like I talked about when I was in Scotland and I preached there. I talked about that the offices are there, the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry. Somebody asked if a guy wanted to take a trip similar to the one you took, flight, room, board, food, etc. Well, that varies. I mean, we got round trip tickets cheap because we did it in advance. It was like a couple thousand dollars round trip apiece. Room and board and different places like that, you would have to have, it all depends on how you travel, how you stay. All that kind of stuff. It's really hard to nail that down. You know? It really is. But, and I still have some things I have to pay off a little bit, but it's almost all paid for. The Lord provided for most of it, all of it, and to also cover much of Carl and Mary's expenses and also all of Brother Andrew's expenses. So, I didn't make any money or anything like that. It was used for the Lord, so and for the ministry, and to be a blessing to others. So, it's not cheap to travel anywhere you go. It's expensive, but there's cheaper ways you could do it if you're a single person. I can't stay in a hostel. I just can't. I can't stay in a room full of strangers. I didn't sleep very well when I was in a room by myself half the time or with somebody else. There ain't no way I'm going to sleep in a room full of strangers. It just ain't happening. Not even close. So, yep, you can rent cars over there. You can also take public transit. I don't have time to talk about public transit today. I'll talk about that in another broadcast. But praise the Lord. So we were able to preach the gospel over there. We were able to witness to others. Be a blessing to Brother Ross and the folks that were over there. Try to encourage them in the Lord. Met Brother Benny, another man that listened to me for years, found out I was over there in Scotland. And Brother Benny came and visited And hopefully Brother Ross Duncan can stay in contact with Brother Benny. Also another man from Scotland that said that we were influential in him being saved. I his name escapes me right now. Maybe Carl or Mary will remember his name. But he said he watched like two or three. He watched me and another couple guys. And he said that Stephen, I think his name was, the guy that came up to shake my hand. I think his name was Stephen or Stephen. And he said that, you know, our ministry is what the Lord used to lead him to Christ. And was part of that. So I got to meet a few people over there that we impacted directly, as well as Brother Ross. You'll see the... you will see the video of Brother Ross and Claire's testimony of how the Lord used it in their lives, our ministry in their lives. I think, Brother, you'll get to see that video as well. That was a blessing, just the testimony of what the Lord did and in their lives as well. And they wanted to share that with others. So praise the Lord. You know, God gets the glory for that. And what a blessing. That was. All right. If anybody has any questions, you got some time to ask. You want to ask a question or two? Or maybe a comment or something like that. I'll give you an opportunity. Do that. And we'll play this song for... let's see. I got to play this song for Brother Joe. He'll like this one.
I sure am ready for a home-cooked meal.
What are we having, Mr. O'Connor?
Dad said you always serve the same thing.
Oh, you're right, Patrick, me boy. We'll be having my specialty. There's a vegetable that we all hold dear. We eat it every day of every year. With a texture fair and an odor rare. A taste so delicate beyond compare.
People like them hot, people like them cold. Some even like them when they're 6 weeks old. Cook them in a pot, serve them in a bowl. Bake them in the oven in a casserole. Sliced in slivers and they're fried in oil. In this world we know it is good to know there's nothing better than an Irish potato.
Potato chip goes with onion dip. It's yummy with a burger or a chicken strip. Throw away the rice, feed it to the mice. Give me mashed potatoes, oh, they're really nice.
Try a tater tot when it's nice and hot. Dip it in some ketchup or whatever you've got. Everybody buys crispy curly fries. If you're really hungry, make it super size. Super size.
Eat 'em when you're young, eat 'em when you're grown.
Eat 'em in a crowd or eat 'em all alone.
In this world below, it is good to know there's nothing better than an Irish potato. Irish potato. Irish potato. There is nothing better than an Irish potato. There is nothing better than an Irish potato.
There is nothing better than
Irish potato.
There you go. Nothing better. Okay, so, anyway, so, by the way, we do have a ton of video from New Grange. That's another broadcast all together and a documentary and all kinds of other stuff that we're going to do on New Grange. So we will be doing that as well. And our time that we spent with Brother Joe McDonald over there, it was a short time, but we definitely enjoyed it. And Brother Joe put us up in a couple of nice rooms, and we're very grateful for his generosity. And he was a blessing to us for sure, and we enjoyed our time together with him for sure. So what a blessing. We absolutely had a good time there with that and all that good stuff. So praise the Lord for that. And we'll be more from New Grange, more from Spurgeon's Tabernacle, more from the Vatican. Right? No, we haven't even got into the Vatican yet. Okay, we've got tons of stuff on the Vatican. So we got a lot of broadcasts. I only have one more broadcast probably with you, though, before I go on vacation. But don't worry. Lord willing, when I get back, I'll be ready to hit the ground running. And we have lots of footage to use for New Grange, for the Vatican, for the British Museum. All kinds of things. Okay? But it'll be a blessing for sure. We'll get into talking about all that. All right, everybody. Let's see here. Let's see. You pray for us. All right? Pray the Lord would continue to bless us. I've got a lot more video. Things coming as well. Wednesday's broadcast is right there. John Bunyan, imprisoned Baptist preacher. Take a look at that if you haven't listened to that yet. I'll be putting more sermons on. Also. But let's see. We'll be back Monday, 2 p.m. Central. Monday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central. Okay? And we'll talk about that. If you haven't listened to this, What is the Resurrected Body? You ought to listen to this one. Okay? From Wednesday night. Now, if you would like to support our ministry, you may do so by, number one, praying. Pray for us, because we need prayer, always. Okay? So pray for us. Let's see. Also, if you'd like to give to our ministry, you may do that. You can give through PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Or you can send it Venmo. You could send Apple Pay. You could send Cash App. Or you can mail us something at 1030 South Highway 3, Northfield, Minnesota, 55057. And if you can't do anything, pray that God would use somebody else to do it, okay? Either way, keep listening and share these broadcasts and all this preaching with others and all this teaching with others. I know today was a little bit more fun. For the most part, but that's okay. I got to get that out somehow. Somebody's going to ask me all these questions about, well, what'd you eat and what'd you do here and what'd you do that? So it's kind of a Friday. It was a perfect one for Friday to kind of be a little looser on Friday. So, yes, and that was not a vacation. I was not on vacation over in Europe, okay? I was working the whole time, and the vacation is with my wife. Being away from my wife is not a vacation. Definitely not. But anyway, my children, definitely not a vacation. But it was the work of the Lord, and we were... All right, everybody, God bless you all. You take care, and we'll be back. Lots of stuff to upload. We are still... It's going to take us months to wade through everything, to use it all. different. I'm excited. I haven't even got to the Coliseum yet. I wanted to do something Sunday for the church on the Coliseum. I don't think I'm going to have time to. No. So that'll take. I wanted that to be right. I want it to be good because I really want to go through that with the folks and Paz Baptist Church. So how was the spirit in Rome? Did you notice it at all? Yeah, it was dark. It was wicked and dark. Very vexing to the soul. In the Vatican and in Rome. Right? So anyway, all right, everybody. God bless you. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.